Good morning and welcome to the Mr. Sal's podcast in that summer season of 2022, episode 4, July 2nd, 2022. As always, thank you to my daughter for the intro music. We're in episode 4 of the summer season of 2022. We're back on our regularly scheduled Saturday morning episodes. I got regularly pronounced properly, couldn't say pronounced, but that's okay. I had some storms roll through last night. I hope they weren't too bad for you. I keep getting these storms like weekly. It's almost in every episode of my podcast. Sitting out on the deck this morning recording this podcast, doing some typing. It's sunny here. I understand there are rain showers floating through Western PA for some of you, so hopefully you're not getting rained on right now. It's festival weekend in Elwood City. The Big Butler Fair is going on, and it's a holiday weekend, July 4th. Bittersweet. Because back-to-school items are going to start hitting the store shelves about this time of summer. Usually right after July 4th, they start pumping us full of back-to-school stuff. Anyway, we're going to try and stay in our happy place, enjoy the summer. And in this episode, we're going to cover some summer school information, some honors reading project information, and some other miscellaneous details on this episode of Mr. Sal's Podcast Net. We'll be right back after this brief musical interlude. All right, we're back. I'm doing this episode without coffee, so please bear with me. We're going to keep it short and sweet. I didn't get any emails from students this week about summer school or the honors reading assignment, so there's nothing to go on here. I am going to jump right into summer school updates, switch things up. Remember, summer school started Monday, June 13th. It runs until Thursday, July 21st, so we are running out of daylight for summer school, everybody. As I stated before, I have office hours, the virtual office hours on Wednesdays from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. You know, feel free, whether you're summer school student or honors reading, honors US 2 student with the summer reading project, feel free to send me an email. I'll send you the link to those virtual office hours if you have any questions or you want to go over anything. Back to the summer school. I have noticed, and I mentioned this before, on the open-ended questions, some people are leaving their answers very brief and leaving points on the table. Some of you have been working to correct that. I continue to leave comments to assist you with your answers. Please make sure you read those comments. Also, look at the directions. There is a scoring guide in the question, so you can kind of self-check your answer before you submit it in Edgenuity. It'll assist you with your writing. If you have any questions, ask me via email or come to my virtual office hours on Wednesdays from 9 to 10 a.m. And speaking of which, even though it is a holiday weekend, July 4th is Monday. You guys will not have summer school on the 4th. Office hours do not change this week. But the following week on July 11th, I'm going to be away. So my office hours will not be on Wednesday, July 13th. Instead, they'll be on Monday, July 11th from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. If you need me during the week, email me and I will respond when I can, but cell service is not guaranteed to be strong or consistent where I will be, so I don't know when I'll get back to you, probably within 24 hours, but I'm not going to have consistent internet service nor cell service. So that wraps up the summer school updates. You guys should be fairly well along in your courses. We have a couple weeks left. So make sure you are doing well with that. I am going to take a brief musical interlude here, and I'll be right back. Okay, since I'm flying without coffee, I had nothing to refill, just kind of regroup my mind and jump back in, moving into the summer honors, summer reading updates for the U.S. Honors U.S. History and Government 2 classes. I did receive an email last week about the writing prompts. I responded to that student's email, and I included explanations in last week's podcast. If you missed it, go back and check it out. If you do have any questions, please send me an email to dsalvucci@nbasd.org, and I will respond to you. As I stated before, I sent out an email to all honor students with the links to the summer reading information. I have all the resources posted on my website, MrSalvucci.com, and the class wiki. It is linked in that email. If you have any questions, please email me with them. If you know of anyone who tells you they did not receive the information, have them contact me so they can receive the links to the information. Everything is posted online because Schoology is inactive until pretty much right before school starts, if not that first week of school. So I have everything posted on alternate websites. Overall, you should almost be done reading the book. Remember, it's in PDF form online in Google Drive. You can pull it down, read it at your leisure. Excuse me. It's rough without coffee in the morning. If you started reading the book at the beginning of summer, you should be almost done reading. If not, that's okay. Excuse me for the coughing. I should pause. In fact, I'm going to right now. And I'm back. Hopefully the coughing stops. If you started reading at the beginning of summer, you should be almost done reading the book, if not already done. If you haven't started, that's okay. But remember, all writing assignments are due the first day of school when you come in. I will post the assignments in Schoology once Schoology is open for the new school year. As I stated, that won't be until right before school starts. But once that is, I will make that announcement. We do have the class wiki and my webpage, MrSalvucci.com, as a platform. Until then, please email me any questions you have. I do check my email regularly, and I have the virtual office hours on Wednesday from 9 to 10 a.m. As I mentioned earlier, the week of July 11th, those office hours have changed to that Monday, from Wednesday, July 13th to Monday, July 11th, 9 to 10 a.m. If you want to join the office hours, just send me an email and I will send you the link. Moving on to some general updates. I've been listening to all different kinds of podcasts, getting some good ideas. I've gotten some ideas for changing up projects and things of that nature. So trying to make the class more interesting, more interactive for you guys. I like to, using air quotes, borrow from these other formats and other teachers I work with on social media and out in the world. Also, general updates, I bought a set of wireless microphones for iPhones and iPads. If you need to borrow them for projects next year in class, please ask. There are two microphones that sync to one receiver. You plug and play. There's no apps needed. Plug it into an iPad, plug it into your iPhone, and you can record two people at once. They're pretty slick. I was using them for my other podcast. As I was typing this, I like to listen to a little side note here. I like to listen to music without words. I usually listen to Symphony Hall Channel 76 on Sirius XM. I'm not plugging them. I'm just saying that's what I listen to. It's a classical music station. The words on these channels kind of confuse me while I'm reading or writing. They mix with what I'm typing. I don't focus well. I was listening to Sirius XM, and then they switched to from classical music, no words, to Colonial Capers, where there was a chorus singing in the background. It distracted me, so I switched up. Put on some lo-fi music to study with on YouTube. Just discovered that this spring. Pretty cool music. Got back into the groove and finished the podcast, typing everything up, scripted it out. No words to distract me with that channel. Always a good thing. So as I ramble here a little bit, clouds are starting to roll, and it looks like it might rain. I don't know. Hope it doesn't, because I want to go for a walk. Been doing a couple miles a day on days it's not 95 degrees or days it's not raining. So get outside and enjoy the weather. Hopefully it's not going to rain on me. Going through things, normally we'd have the optional enrichment assignment of the week or the dad joke of the week going on right now. We're not doing that because we're in the summer season. During the regular school year, I will have different segments in this podcast. We're going to be wrapping things up here in a second. My wife put coffee on, so I'm going to go grab a cup of coffee because I'm a little distracted this morning. I'm not used to working without the coffee, even though it's decaf. It's just something to keep me occupied and keep me focused by playing with a cup of coffee. I'll be right back. Okay, we'll see if having a cup of coffee in my hand helps me focus better or not. Moving on to school announcements. Summer school is over in a couple of weeks, everybody. We go to, where is my information? July 21st. So that is 19 days from now. Work must be turned in. So it seems like a long way off, but time is flying, everybody. Make sure you're staying up with your summer school work. Get that turned in. Honors US 2 summer reading projects. You know, 19 days, we're almost out of, well, you know, we're almost done with, we're just entering July, but all the school stuff is going back. How many days does July have, actually? I know there's that little poem thingy, but I never paid attention to it. July has 31 days, so we still have 29 days left in July, and then we get into August, which is the home stretch, getting back to school, but let's stay positive. I'm looking forward to working with you guys, but let's enjoy the summer and not rush life. Things to think about, make sure you are getting those writing prompts done, make sure you are getting the reading done if you are in the summer reading for honors. Make sure you're giving examples from the book and tying everything in. If you have questions, reach out to me. Get a chance, check out the What's Up New Brighton Internet Show. It's linked on the class wiki. It is a group club level activity. You get extra credit points, enrichment points if you participate for my classes. You also get snacks and drinks, hot chocolate, iced tea, things like that I supply for you guys while you're working on the show. We also have a TikTok channel, contains outtakes and other content. Check that out. You can check out ebooks from the school library over the summer. I don't know if you knew that or not for you avid readers. Go in, log into the school library, go to the school website, get into the library, look, check out the ebooks if you like. I have a couple I'm taking on vacation with me on my Kindle. Not from the school library, but from the public library. Always a good thing to do, hang out by the pool and read, hang out on the beach and read. Not on my Kindle though, by the water, because it's not waterproof. Don't have that higher level Kindle yet. I get the cheapy paperbacks. I don't mind if they get wet or get sand in them. The good books stay home, the collector's items stay home, because I don't want to trash those. But the cheapy paperbacks, I'll read in the pool side, lakeside, ocean side, and the sand doesn't matter. Reading's good, helps expand your brain. So, as we get ready to wrap up this podcast, I always mention several things. The first is the ideas, jokes, and comments on this podcast are my own and not those of any other entity, organization, or person. If you like things, zip me an email, let me know. If you don't like something, send me an email, let me know. Constructive criticism is always welcome. Don't blame anyone. Don't give props to anybody. It comes back to me. Second, about several organizations and websites that do a lot of good for others. The first is PAECT, the Pennsylvania Association for Educational Communications and Technology. If you're an educational stakeholder, check out PAECT.org to see what's going on in educational technology around Pennsylvania, the United States, and the globe. Join thousands of educational stakeholders to network and help strengthen the use of best practices in educational technology today. Speaking of PAECT, and educational practices, United States, Pennsylvania, the globe. ISTE just wrapped up. That is the International Educational Technology Organizations Conference in New Orleans this year. From what I heard, it was fantastic. A lot of people were there, a lot of PAACT members there. A lot of good learning. I'll be picking up ideas from that, even though I couldn't make it to New Orleans. We will be discussing that on the PAACT pod, a live stream and podcast where these types of issues are discussed. We interview interesting guests, share best practices and tech tools to use in an educational setting. The PAACT pod can be found on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, where we have our own channel, and anywhere you find great podcasts. PAACT, we are the voice of EdTech in Pennsylvania and beyond. Another is 211.org. You can dial 211 on any phone that reaches the outside world or go to 211.org on any internet-connected device. You find local social services in your area of the United States and most of Canada. If you're an individual or family in need, please reach out to this fantastic resource for help. That is 211.org on the internet or 211 on any phone. They'll get a live person online with you and will put you, if you're using the phone, get you in contact with local social services. If you're traveling, check out 511pa.com. This website is a great resource for travelers. It puts up construction information, driving conditions across the state. Wintertime puts where the snow plows are, has live traffic cams, and gives you traffic conditions around the state on state highways and interstates. I've used this resource multiple times. Check it out. I'll be using it whenever I travel here over the summer. And that pretty much wraps up this week's show, everybody. Have a great rest of your summer. Stay cool and hydrated. I will see you guys in August, or as we say in Pittsburgh, yins guys. If you have any questions about anything with summer school, with the summer reading for Honors US 2, zip me an email. I'll respond to you as best I can. I'll get that question and answer on the podcast to help others out also. We will be doing this podcast weekly throughout the summer, just a different format from my Through the School Year podcast. Once again, I'd like to thank my daughter for the theme music for the podcast and some of the musical interludes. The other is from me via GarageBand. Have a good rest of your weekend. Enjoy the holiday weekend. Happy July 4th, everybody. People who don't celebrate July 4th, have a great weekend too. Take care. I'll leave you with some music as I have some more coffee.